I had a conversation this week with Casey Murph from Navajo County, Arizona, and it just caused me to stop and think about how important the cow is. I should qualify that. It's not just the cow, it's the ruminant animal. And I know that I talk a lot about the ruminant animal, but I want to reiterate. Have you driven across Arizona? Have you driven from Flagstaff to the New Mexico border through Winslow, Arizona? I mean, there's a great song there. It's a Route 66 kind of an experience, right? But everybody who drives that talks about there's absolutely nothing there. Or if you've driven Highway 50 through Nevada, or even Interstate 80 through Nevada, through so many parts of Utah, you name the place. Even in the Great Plains of America, how many people drive across western Kansas, Oklahoma, or Nebraska, or the Dakotas, and Wyoming, and say there's just nothing there? All of those areas of nothing, thanks to a ruminant animal, generate, upcycle nothing into the most nutrient-dense food substance on the planet, be bison, beef, or lamb. As we continue to demonize the animal, the grazing animal, we demonize our opportunity in this nation. And I today on this Red Shirt Friday want to say thank you to all of the individuals, veterans, first responders, and those that just dedicated so much of their effort to improving our opportunity at a great life. First, I want to remind you about Certified Piedmontese, the program that we choose to be a part of at our place. Certified Piedmontese is utilizing those cellulose materials and the Piedmontese breed because the Piedmontese breed possesses a gene that is responsible for tenderness. It's all about the muscle growth and the accelerated rapid reproduction of muscle, which creates these small muscle fibers, which means for you, the consumer, a tender eating experience. Get more details about the wonderful eating experience of Piedmontese on the web and all of the smokehouse products at cpbeef.com. So on this given day, whether we're in the Everglades of Florida, which continues to be a great cow-calf state, the mountainous regions and the rough hills of the area between West Virginia and Ohio, you know, I can think about all of the places that I've traveled in this nation, Interstate 70 across Pennsylvania, and the cows that make Pennsylvania what it is, whether it be beef or dairy cows. And how many of the cows in the eastern part? Here's the thing about a cow. It just hit me. You're in the West, you convert nothing, black sage, into nutrient-dense food substances. In the East, you convert food waste into the most nutrient-dense food substance. It's all because the ruminant animal is the best recycler God ever made. Thanks to the individuals who take care of these critters on a daily basis. Loose tails, be gentle, stay firm.